starts in May, just the end of May.
Oh, let's pray. Jesus, we thank you this morning, this afternoon actually, soon be this afternoon. We thank you for giving us open doors through your blood to come before the throne, Lord. Lord, as we spent this hour, you know, it's not much, but Lord, we just want to be intentional in honoring you. Give you all the praise. We thank you for another day, Father.
Psalms 27, a prayer of praise. You, Lord, are the light that keeps me safe. I'm not afraid of anyone. You protect, and I have no fears. Brutal people may attack and try to kill me, but they will stumble. Fierce enemies may attack, but they will fall. Armies may surround me, but I won't be afraid. War may break out, but I will trust you. I ask only one thing, Lord. Let me live in your house every day of my life to see how wonderful you are and to pray in your temple. In times of trouble, you will protect me. You will hide me in your tent and keep me safe on top of a mighty rock. You will let me defeat all my enemies, and then we will celebrate as we enter your tent with animal sacrifices and songs of praise. Please listen when we pray.
Father, we thank you that you do listen when we pray. You do listen when we come before you, Lord. It says, the one thing I seek, and this is not just a psalm. This is the desire of our hearts this morning. One thing that we seek, one thing that we desire. Only this we seek. That we may dwell in your house. And let everything that's within me bless your name, Father. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Within me. 나에게 뱃살로 the King of Kings. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. May all that is within me bless His holy name.
Jesus, we humble our hearts just to make this declaration that let everything that's within me bless your holy name. Let your name be glorified, Jesus. We find delight in your name, Lord. Your name is light. In your name we find light, Lord. And all that I need is your kingdom. All that I need is my King. All that I need is
Jesus will have every. Oh, we got it all when you're here. Lord, we'll have everything when you show up. We will have everything. That's why we intentionally seek for you, Lord. Jesus will have everything when you show up. Then we'll have everything. We don't like the way the world is turning. Something inside is always yearning, yearning for a brand new world. People everywhere are so confused. Leaders don't know just what to do. Everybody needs a brand new world. A brand new world. Depend on me and you. We'll never find it in the things that we do. Jesus has promised a world of his own. He's inviting us to come along. If you want a brand new world, you gotta have a brand new people. If you want a brand new people, you gotta have a brand new life. If you want a brand new life, you gotta have a brand new spirit. When the spirit, we've got to come to Jesus Christ. Father, that's why we come to you today, acknowledging that we need you. And we need a brand new world. And once again today, Father, we just reinforce the fact that we are ambassadors to this world. So we submit our spirit to you. We say, Holy Spirit, just breathe on us. Like a rushing wind, would you breathe within my heart? This is our prayer. Like a rushing wind, Holy Ghost, would you breathe within my heart? Through the raging storm, would you breathe within my soul? 'Cause Lord, I need you. How I need you. I need your love like I need water. Holy Spirit, I need you.
Because She was 84 years old, or if she'd been a widower of 84. So at least 60 years, she had done nothing but fasted and prayed and worshiped God in the temple. That's where it began, the second coming. The first coming of Christ, the Messiah. So we're ushering in, we believe, the second. So what I just really felt like the Holy Spirit was saying was, which is what he's been saying to me for several years, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Good.
Every single person who knows Jesus needs to make that their number one goal. Are you right with God?
Jesus.
Are you right with Jesus? Is he your best friend? And would you be one of his best friends? He's your best friend. Would he consider you one of his best friends? That is what needs to be the focus of the church. Not getting everybody else fixed.
That's right.
Or getting all the crowds together. We were not going to... They didn't have crowds for Anna. It was just her. It was her in the temple seeking God. And then the Christ appeared.
Come on.
In the temple when she was seeking God. And then she was able to go out and tell everybody. That's what it's going to be like, because he says the end from the beginning. Seek God with all your heart. But Hebrews chapter 12:1, where it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, throw off every encumbrance, every sin, everything that's keeping you back from that relationship with Jesus being number one in your life. Get rid of everything else. Get rid of everything. Cut off what needs to be cut off. Father God, I pray right now for my brothers and my sisters who are here today in my presence, but also those that aren't here, that should be here, those that aren't seeking you, that you would draw them to yourself, that you would enlighten their eyes, and that one by one, individually, we would seek Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Good word. So, Father, we continue to press on. And we make this our prayer this morning, our request. We want to be known by you, but we want to know you as well. Intimately. Take this world and give me no more mixture. Give me the God of Scripture. No more idols or lesser lovers. No substitute we'll ever do. There's nothing more I'll ever pursue.
Take this world. Oh, you can have it.
me, Jesus. Give me the cross. Give me the blood. Give me the cross. That's the only thing we want. Give me intimacy. Father, as we sit at your feet today, wide open before the cross, Lord, you know us, search us. Yes, you seek for deep intimacy with us. You want to know us. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we have through the blood to come. Some of the things we think that we do that are good, we lay them down. We lay down at your feet. They can take the fame, give me the cross. They can take the noise, give me intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Take this world. We ask that you would search us. Father, we come to acknowledge that you don't live in man-made building. You desire to dwell within us. So we lay our hearts, our souls, our physical body, the whole self on the altar. And we pray, Lord God, may my love never grow cold.
So let my life be that we live in the last days, the last of the last days, where the love of many are growing cold, the passion of many are growing cold. So Father, we pray today, right now, in this hour, this moment, that you would ignite, oh ignite, 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 fresh fire on our passion. Thank you.
may my life be. Come and burn, holy fire, let my heart be a sanctuary for your glory. May my mouth, everything, may my eyes, every member of my body, may my life be laid down, on the altar. Let my life be, this is my choice. Oh, I choose,
I worship,
I choose this, I choose the cross, I choose the blood, I choose holiness, I choose the kingdom.
Choose to follow him.
choose your will. We choose the gospel of the kingdom. We give it all to you.
Worthy. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy. You are awesome in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In all I do, I honor you. In all I do, let me honor you. Lord, we don't seek you. We're not seeking your hands. We're seeking your face. Show us your face, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts. Open the eyes of our understanding, Father. Kori baka singara bando. Apaprete kengaya la maso parade. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. That I might stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Holy Ghost, your power and your grace. Oh, I know I will make it to the end. If we could just see your face. We will make it till the end. If we could encounter your face. Oh, we're not after miracles, no, no. We are not after signs and wonders. I am not after all that. A face is enough. Your presence is enough here. Your presence, Holy Ghost. Oh, your presence will make all the difference. Your glory will make all the difference. Jesus.
Come together. Let us see you.
I could just see your face. I will make it till the end. If I could just see your face. I will make it till the end. If I could just see your face. I'm being reminded of Moses, you know, just requesting of God that he would see his face, and God says, "No, no, Moses, you don't know what you're asking for. No one has ever seen my face and live." And Moses is like, "You know what? I want it all." Yeah, because we must die to ourselves. When we see your face, the flesh is dead. Korabaka singala masoti. Father, when I see you, hallelujah! When Ricardo sees you, Holy Ghost, when Ricardo encounters you, Jesus, he's dead. That's what I want. When we see you, Lord, we are dead to the world. We're dead to sin. We're dead to selfishness. We are dead to bitterness. We are dead to the deeds of the flesh. We are dead to, you know, trying to be famous, trying to be known. I mean, I will make it till the end, to the end. If I could just see your face. I will make it till the end. If I could just see your face. We see your face, earthly treasures fade. You know, we read in the Bible, Paul, he got a good revelation about that after he was knocked off his horse. He's like, man, I count everything garbage. I count it all. You know, vainglory, reputation, education. I mean, not saying we don't get educated, but he said, to gain Christ, I count it all lost for the cause. Father, I thank you for making it possible for the millions of lover of your presence all over the world, constantly bringing you praise and seeking you among many other sanctuaries. Lord, we come here in this place. We thank you for just open door we have to come before you. You are a good Father. We love you, Lord. We receive your love. We receive your grace. And as we go from here, Lord, we ask that you would go with us. Thank you for your favor.